and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I'm your host, Monique Davis-Dotson, and it's a new year. Happy New Year, guys. Welcome back to the show. Today, I have a wonderful special guest because I'm excited. Since we are starting a new year, what better way than to start off our healthy lifestyle with our eating? And so today, I'm blessed to have Arka Bourgeois Davis. She is the CEO and owner of Sunshine's Health Food Store Vegetarian Deli. It's located here in Houston at 3102 Old Spanish Trail. Make sure you guys come and visit her. And after we finish this interview, you are definitely going to want to. Thank you for doing this and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you know, we have our connection through my dad.
Right.
And then your cousin.
Right.
Right? So, which is my brother-in-law. I still call him my brother-in-law.
Yes.
Regardless if I'm divorced
always
or not.
Family.
You're always family. And so we have our own background, our own history. And I've visited your store before. And I know with me, it's the new year. Hey, we in a new decade, right?
Right.
Go figure. 2020. So I'm like, okay, it's time to do, you know, a lot of people do their spiritual cleanses, their spiritual fast, or, you know, just cleansing their body, wanting to detox from all of our holiday eating and living good. I know I was one of them. And so I thought, what better person should I speak to than Arka?
I'm so glad you thought about
me. Well,
of
course, because you are, to me, you are the queen of healthy eating.
Right.
No, I'm not. You are. You have a great business. So I want you to kind of tell us, how did you begin your vegetarian lifestyle?
Well, in life, sometimes blessings come through tragedy. Mm-hmm. I was 13 years old and my grandmother died from diabetes. Mm-hmm. And so when she died, my dad was sitting at the funeral and he said, you know, we need to figure out why do people suffer before they die. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, what's wrong with him? You don't ask God, why do people die?
Right.
But it wasn't until years later that I actually understood the question. The question was, why do people suffer before they die? Mm-hmm. It's not the dying part you have a problem with, it's the suffering.
Right.
She died from diabetes. So we watched a vibrant young lady go from cooking food to getting her big toe cut off. Mm-hmm. Then after her big toe cut off, it was her foot. Mm-hmm. Then after her foot, it was her knee. Then she was immobile. Then it was the dialysis and, you know, just in and out of the hospital. So my grandmother went from being a vibrant, beautiful young lady to a fetal, you know, very dependable woman that you just didn't know. And seeing her suffer broke my dad down.
Mm.
And so after she passed, his quest was like, I need to figure this out.
Right.
So he started detoxing. He started reading every book he could find about changing his diet, cleansing, and so forth.
Okay.
So he found something.
Mm-hmm.
Did the cleanse, detox, lost 40 pounds.
Wow.
Got rid of his high blood pressure pills.
Wow.
Got rid of his other health challenges. He still won't tell me all of them, but I do know those are two.
Right.
And guess who was the first guinea pig?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
At 13 years old.
And only child. So
only child.
Why not? You know, you're going to be a part of this journey as
Whether
well.
Whether you want to or not.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's what happened. And so for me, I'm at the age where I just had started my cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I had to miss a week of school.
Wow.
So he's like, you do this cleanse and let's just see how it goes. Well, I did the cleanse and I was good.
Really?
They dropped down from 7 days to like 2 to 3 days.
Hush.
The mood swings were gone. They weren't heavy. But the sad part was I had to go to school. I couldn't miss the 3 or 4 days out of school because of that. Okay, so at 13 or 14, I didn't want to give up that Blue Bell ice cream.
Yeah.
Because remember, at that time, Blue Bell, Walgreens had the special. Remember that? You buy 2 for $5 on Sunday, but the sale ended on Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
In order to get some more, you had to be finished to go get some more.
Right, right.
I didn't want to give up my Blue Bell, but
I
got it. I mean, I gradually decreased those foods in my diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I did fine till I was like 19 or 20
mm-hmm.
when I went to college.
Yeah.
Lost my mind.
Yeah.
I just started eating all those bad foods over again.
Could you tell immediately or was it a gradual thing? Like my body is reacting to this food.
Immediately. And I knew it because when I ate those bad foods, the allergies would act up.
Mm.
Female things would happen to me. And then I was a little pudgy.
Mm-hmm. So you're like, yeah, well, who doesn't go to college and just eat crazy? And I know I gained weight when I went to college.
Yes. We had the freshman 15, 30, exactly. and 45. Exactly. We did all that.
Exactly.
Yes.
So then what happened after you were like, okay, I'm here in college, I got to stop. When did you make that change in college, or you just rolled it out? What happened?
You know, we never do anything until we're reactive. We don't get proactive. Yeah. I got sick again.
I got sick again.
I started having really bad asthma. You know, I had to wait till I got sick. My allergies flared up. Mm. I started breaking out in hives. And then I went to my OBGYN. She told me I had fibroids.
Wow.
And she was like, you can have this laser outdoor. I'm like, not gonna start cutting on me. I was like, let me go back to what works.
Right.
So I detoxed, did the cleanse, lost 30, 40 pounds, cycles went back, no more mucus, the allergies and so forth. I'm like, okay, I can kind of do this.
Wow.
So at that time, I only gave up dairy products and I gave up beef and pork.
Dairy, beef, pork. Okay.
Dairy, beef, pork. I still ate fish and chicken and lots of seafood.
Okay.
Lots.
Because we were having an off the mic conversation, and I'm like, okay, I'm starting my cleanse. I'm on it. Okay. But I love seafood. Like, that's one thing I can give up meat. But the seafood, I'm weak. I'm sorry. Crabs get me all the time. Crabs and salmon.
I agree with you on that. That is the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
And when I go on vacation, I have to make a double take and
sniff and keep walking by.
Yes, I have to pray really hard on my feet.
So dairy, beef, and pork. Because I don't eat pork. I don't eat beef too much. Dairy, I probably don't, because it makes my stomach upset sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good start for somebody who's walking into it like, hey, I just can't go cold turkey. But if you can give those things up, maybe, what would you say? When could you tell the difference? If you gave those three things up, right? A week,
seven days. 7 days.
It don't take long, is what you're saying.
It doesn't take long because I don't know the exact amount of time that it takes to digest beef.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I have kids.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going back and forth to cheer practice and all these different things. And I noticed one day particularly, we stopped at a fast food place because we were in a rush.
Yeah, of course.
Got my daughter something to eat, and she was vibrant and happy. After she ate that quick meal, she was sleepy.
Sluggish.
She was groggy.
Wow.
All through her cheer practice.
Wow.
And then the next day, she returned to normal.
Wow.
But it takes
a long time for it to digest.
But if you give it a week.
A week. Okay.
You will still see a difference. Really 3 days, because the third day you start having withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth day you're like, oh, okay, I can survive. By that seventh day, you'll see a significant difference.
Right. And you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm sure you're going to agree. The one that really gets us, I think, is the sugar.
Oh, it's in everything.
The sugar is everywhere. And that's a hard one, because I know I'd be like addicted to, okay, want to go to the movies, eat the candy, do, you know, whatever. It's in everything. How do you, or what do you suggest people do when they are trying to limit or eliminate the sugar? Yeah.
So that's a hard one. I'm still working on it myself.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I don't do is I do not buy it. I don't have sugar in my house. So if it's a recipe that calls for sugar, I just don't have it.
Wow.
So that's a big thing for me. So we have no sugar in the house. As far as sweets and so forth, we try to keep grapes.
Great.
Dates.
Okay.
Raisins.
Okay.
Because a lot of time that sugar taste, once you get it in your mouth, you just want more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to detox. Like, you can do a colon cleanse.
Okay.
And once your body doesn't have the taste for it, it doesn't crave more of it. It's kind of like the nicotine or the Coke, soda, so forth. Once it's out your body, you don't crave it. But once it's still in your body, you're asking for more.
I understand.
So I just don't buy
it. My brain, okay, that's good. I'm going to have to try to.
Just don't buy
the
sugar.
I'm going to try.
Just, and literally.
Just don't buy it.
And I know this is bad. But
okay, let me ask you this question really quickly before you give us that. The raw sugar, you think, you know, you already knew what was going on. You already knew what was going on. It's all the same. Doesn't matter.
I think it's all, my personal opinion.
Okay.
I'm not a scientist.
Okay, but I want
you to. I think it's all the same.
All the same.
Because.
You're going to be addicted to it no matter what.
It's processed.
Okay.
And anytime you take something out of its natural state, it's processed. And I want you to think of
regardless
it
regardless
like
if it say pure cane, whatever. It's still processed.
It's still processed. Yeah. You think of it like this.
You got to eat it from the
When it comes out the ground, it's God's food.
Yes.
When you bag it, bottle it, and label it, it's man's food. Who's to say,
one more time.
Who's to say that man is having a good day?
Ooh.
When it comes out the ground, it's God's food.
Okay.
When you bag it, bottle it, label it.
Yeah.
And you have so many, variables to it.
Yeah.
Like, because it has this amount, it can be organic. Because it has this amount, it's natural. Because, so, I'm so country.
But I love it because I think you're giving us good advice. And so, okay, I'm not growing it. Let's say I live in the city and I'm living in a high rise. I'm not. I'm just saying, for instance. What can we find here at Sunshines that will help us facilitate this detox and this cleanse and just transitioning into that healthy lifestyle of food choices?
So you want to do a good detox, like a colon cleanser.
And you have that here.
We have it here.
Okay.
But one of the things that I tell people when you detox is not just taking some products.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I just recently complete. I'm in the process of doing a detox. So
okay.
For me, Christmas time at my house is no different from your house.
Yeah.
We have that cake.
Yeah.
We have all this vegan food. But we have some sweet potato pies.
Yeah.
Even though we use it with honey, it's still cooked, baked, processed.
Okay.
It's potatoes. It breaks down to fat.
Right.
Not good for me.
Right.
So for me, when I was ready to do my detox, I went through my kitchen, I prayed on it, and I cried.
Mm-hmm.
I threw away the sugar. I threw away all that stuff that was going to make me weak.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night, when you're going looking in the kitchen, no, you don't need those chips and so forth. Throw it away.
Right.
Because when you're trying to detox and cleanse, it's not, oh, this, that, and the other. When you go home, if the stuff that you're not supposed to eat is there,
right,
you're going to eat it.
You're going to eat it.
So you have to get it out of your car,
right,
work jelly jar, your purse, all of that stuff. Get rid of it and then do a detox and at least try it for 3 days.
Okay, try detox for 3 days. And then let's just say when you are getting rid of the things that you know your body is going to crave, replace it with the healthier food choices, right?
So if you have sugar cravings
yes.
or if you have chip cravings or whatever, when you're trying to eat healthy, you need to nourish your body before it gets healthy, before it gets hungry.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, and I want you to think of it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we're going to lunch for 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
10:20, you're like, well, I'm going to lunch in 10 minutes. So at 10:55, your head is like, I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I need to eat.
Yeah.
You can't even wait to get to your destination
right.
because you're starving. Your
right.
body has told you, I'm starving. But really, we can go days without eating.
You are telling the truth.
So if you can prepare yourself for that,
mm-hmm.
meaning that when you're detoxing, when you're doing all that stuff, you want to drink water,
mm-hmm.
juices, or smoothies every 2 hours.
So
that your brain never gets to.
I'm hungry. Stop over here.
No, I don't need this.
Every 2 hours.
Every two hours. So you need to pack your lunch.
Yeah.
And if you can, people always say eating healthy is expensive. No, it's not. Being sick is
expensive. Say it again. I just said that to somebody today.
Being sick is expensive.
Yes, ma'am.
So you need to do like our moms did and our parents did. And in the Asian communities, they pack a bag of food everywhere they go.
Yeah.
So when you leave home in the morning, you need to have at least 2 drinks with you. When I leave home in the morning, I have a bottle of water and I either have a smoothie or some juice.
Okay.
So that I'm drinking that on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because that 45-minute commute
mm-hmm.
is a lot. And then when I get to work, I have something else because it takes me some time to get situated.
Right.
So I have that going to work.
Because when you're going, you're consuming it. And then about time you get situated at your desk or work,
that body,
that makes a lot of sense.
And the same thing when you're traveling home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till you get home.
Because you know you're going to pull over to that whatever fast food
like,
that's that light
King.
That's flashing.
Yes.
That's Krispy Kreme.
And the smell of that barbecue. Yes.
You can smell it with your windows raised
yes.
up. You can still smell it.
So you have to be prepared. You have
yeah.
to have your water, your juice in the car. You're drinking it while you're there. At work, you need to pack your lunch and have the stuff you need at your desk.
Okay, so for instance, there's a lunch meeting and they're taking you to Papa Do's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The boss say you're gone. What do you do then?
Eat before you go. Get there, you're not starving. And instead of getting the papado platter, you'll order a salad because you're not starving. When you're starving, you don't.
So basically, when we find ourselves getting into trouble, because this is what I'm receiving, it's that when our brain is like, I'm hungry, I'm starving, we overindulge and we just eat whatever.
All the time.
Because I know I do.
I do it too, yeah. And I get so mad at myself. Yeah. And the lifestyle that I'm telling you that if you can do it and manage it, you'll save money.
Yes.
You'll save your life, yeah, as well as your family life.
Yes.
And I'm a mom. I work and I'm a wife. I have kids. I get it. We don't have time.
Right.
But what I started doing is doing what grandmother did. Mm-hmm. On Saturday nights, I cook dinner for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, I fix enough food for 3 days.
Okay.
I get it 7 days in a week, but right, I'm not perfect.
Right,
but
right.
If I got 3 days worth of food,
right,
that's 3 days I'm winning.
See, I think that's great advice because a lot of people are hesitant to even trying to have a healthy lifestyle. It's because it's 7 days. I'm busy. We have this schedule. This kid's got to go here. Trust me, I know. And mm-hmm, I know you know. And you are a business owner too. Mm-hmm. So what can you do even if you don't hit it, the 7 days? With 2 days out of the seven, with 3 days out of 4 days out of seven.
Yes.
Because I know one thing about this. Once you start feeling good, it's automatic. You're going to do it. You
right,
just got to get started.
You got to start somewhere.
Okay.
And don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Even if you attempt 3 days and you do 2 days,
yeah,
you started. You tried.
You're still winning.
You're still winning. Don't think of it as a failure. Think of it as I'm winning.
Right.
And for me, and I get it. People say, oh, you own a health food store. Da, da, da. You should be healthy. Child, I'm 30 pounds overweight. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Right.
But 3 days of the week, we're winning.
We're winning.
My daughter's healthy.
Yeah.
My husband's healthy.
Yeah.
My dad is healthy.
Yeah.
Because those 3 days, they have food.
But you know what? And thanks to your dad, he
mm-hmm,
saw something
mm-hmm,
when his loved one passed, when your mm-hmm, grandma passed, to say, we got to change some things. Because I don't want that to happen. So even what you're saying is like, hey, we're winning. We all have busy schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 3 days out of the seven.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're eating healthier than you would have.
Right.
If you didn't have the knowledge that you have right now.
And I own a restaurant.
There
so
you go.
It should be no excuse.
Yeah.
But guess what? When I'm ready to go home, I'm like, I'm going
You're just
home.
Just like everybody else. This is work.
Yeah. And
yes,
I don't want to pack food.
Yeah.
I forget. And sometimes I'm just like,
Yeah.
And then my kids are like, do we have to eat that again?
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'm a human, but
yeah,
I feel so much better as a mom and
mm-hmm,
as a wife that I prepared a delicious
right,
meal. I know that I've washed my hands.
Right.
I know that this spinach is the best
Amen,
spinach.
Sister.
And I've made great choices
right,
for these 4 days.
Right.
Now, the other days, I've really tried. Those other 4 days,
yeah,
I still make better choices.
Exactly.
And
so it teaches you, even if, hey, we may not have had this, but if I am going to a lunch meeting with a business associate and they are eating all of this fried food at whatever restaurant,
mm-hmm,
I've already prepared myself to know I'm not going to do that. Because now you've eaten before. But
food.
I like that. And once we start, we'll keep going. Because once you feel good, you don't want to go back to where you were and what you were doing.
Right.
Right?
And exactly. And if you adapt this lifestyle or
mm-hmm,
think of it like this, you would be amazed how much money you will save.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we eat out,
mm-hmm,
my family of four, it's about $60.
Yeah.
If you
On the low end.
If you do $60 times 3 days,
yeah,
that's $180 a week.
Yeah.
I can feed my family. Like, I cooked spaghetti yesterday, so that'll last for 2 days. That spaghetti was $10.
Yeah. So, yeah, because a lot of times, you know what, we are trained to say, oh, it is expensive to eat healthy, but
no,
really it's not.
That's because we don't want to cook. And I know.
And we don't want to break our bad habits.
Right. And I know a lot of women don't want me to say this,
yeah,
but I have to say it.
Say it.
As women, we got to get back in the kitchen, period. We need to get back in the kitchen. And I know I'm educated, I work, I don't want to cook, and I can't cook. Figure it out and feed your family, because when your household is sick,
yeah,
they don't look at anybody but you.
Yeah.
And if you're not feeding your family with nutritious
yeah,
foods, you have to take responsibility.
Exactly.
And so
exactly,
as much as I still love my date nights going out,
yeah,
we have to go dancing or skating because I don't want to go out and eat.
So what you're saying on date night, instead of saying, hey, we're going to go to this restaurant, hey, let's go do an activity.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Even with the kids.
It's the last place I want to go eat, do is eat. We don't even think about eating out because once you eat out, it's over. Because the food is heavy, you're tired, you're sleepy, whatever. So our date night or our family night is we're going to go do an activity and grab a snack afterwards. So the focus is not on food.
Right. And you're eating before you do your activity anyways, right?
Right. So we have to do an activity. Mm-hmm. And then it makes, we actually can communicate.
Hey, no phones. Hey, we are, that's good. We're eating healthy. We are reestablishing communication within the family dynamic. Right. See, these are some good lessons, guys, and some good tips as we go into 2020. We need to break some of these habits. You know, we say we're going to set this resolution and we're going to do this and all those things, and that's great. But really, all it is just improving. Yeah, adding a few things and taking some things away for a better lifestyle.
Right.
Well, I love it. Now, okay, so people can come here, right, and they can pick up. I mean, what are your hours?
So we're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Excuse me, we just opened for breakfast.
I saw that. Yes. You said the customers were like, hey, who said you can close on Sunday?
Oh, my God. So we're open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you can get your breakfast smoothies, your fresh juices. We even made a vegan taco. Mm-hmm. And then we have lunch. We have nachos, burgers. We have all this raw food for people doing the Daniel fast.
Yes.
So we're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sundays for lunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
But we love it.
I would love to do more hours, but my feet hurt.
And you have a family. Yes. You know, you have a family. You got to give them some love as well. You're loving all of us and making sure that we have a healthier lifestyle, food choices, and we appreciate that. You guys, give us the address. Where can we find you?
So we're located 3102 Old Spanish Trail, Houston, Texas, 77054. We're one block from Almeda and two blocks from 288.
So you're in a great location.
Not far from the medical center.
Right. And if you guys, especially if you're in the medical center, right, this is more of a reason for you to get over here to change those lifestyle, those food choices that you guys have. Now, one other thing. So we know some of you may not be able to get over into this location, especially if you live far, but I'm hoping that people were able to take, like, you can still make those healthy lifestyle choices when you are going grocery shopping, right?
Yeah, these simple things, and this is so minor, but when you're eating healthy, you have to change your mindset. Mm-hmm. So when you're so used to going to the grocery store and buying a lot of food, putting it in a freezer, putting it in a pantry, two things you want to do. First thing is leave your debit card at home. Take out the amount of cash that you actually budgeted for groceries.
Wow.
So I want you to be that lady or that man that's like, wait, I only got $100. When you get to 100, you're going to have to do a void.
I should have did that today before I went to HEB.
That's me. I'm the girl holding up the line.
Because I'm like, oh, I'll take this bottle of wine.
And then before you know it, you've blown your budget in the grocery store. And then you buy a mass amount of food that you don't eat. And you at the end of the week, you throw it away.
Yeah.
So for me, and when I go to the grocery store and my kids, and I don't know if this sounds right, but I don't buy six bananas. I buy three of them.
Yeah.
So that means if you want it, you better eat it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have six. I have three.
Right.
I don't buy a big
a bulk. You buy what you need is what you're saying.
What looks good in the store. Mm-hmm. I feel like eating cabbage, eat it. So yes, I might have to go to the grocery store more often, but I'm going through the express line because I'm only buying 10 items.
Okay.
So my budget for groceries a week is $100.
What?
It's $100.
I don't even understand how you got that total, because mine is I spent more than that today.
We buy
and
beans.
I'm just at Monday. I mean, you know.
We buy beans.
Yeah.
We buy a lot of we buy beans and brown rice, 10 pounds at a time. Because beans and rice go a long way.
So that, and there you go. Full circle moment, because you said it's less expensive to eat healthy than unhealthy. Because if you are eating this vegetarian style or vegan style or what have you, beans, rice, you're getting your protein, you get your vegetables. So it makes sense.
A head of cabbage,
$2. You're right.
Couple zucchini, couple squash, $3.
So try this, guys. So you said that was number one. Leave your debit.
Buy something to drink before you go. So stop and get you a smoothie or some fresh juice.
Okay.
kill that hunger.
So that when you're walking down the aisle, you're not throwing everything in your basket.
And they're giving you samples. Oh, try this. H-E-B, cook this tonight.
You're killing me. She's just bringing it all out. That's all my truth.
Yeah. You buy all that stuff. Yeah. And you get home. What was I going to do with this?
Girl, and forget the stuff you said you were going to get.
And you in your mind in the grocery store create meals. Yeah. And when you get home, you'll be like, "What? Why did I buy this ricotta?" I mean, you will save so much money.
Okay, I love that. I love that idea.
Just try it one time
and drink something before you go in.
And we're always in a rush.
We're always in a rush
to do it.
So I'm throwing everything in my basket because I'm like, okay, I'm going to need this. And it's not even on my list. Okay, I like those. I like those.
Yeah,
those
so
tips.
If you can, powerful. If you can follow it halfway.
Yeah.
Now, our budget gets thrown out when my husband wants wine.
Yeah.
I don't drink anymore, but I mean, that's a treat.
That's okay.
But if we can cut that groceries bill from $200 or $300.
Because of the poor food choices, because, you know, that I'm like, okay, the quick fix stuff. I got it. I love it. And it does stay in my pantry, and we get half of it, and then it goes stale, and then I'm throwing it out. Gosh, light bulb moment.
Yes, okay. And then you got to look at your pantry.
Yeah.
We're truly blessed.
Yes,
and in your pantry, you have food as if a hurricane was coming next week.
You are speaking
the
truth.
And then we never eat it.
Yeah.
We keep buying more, we never eat it.
Yeah.
Eat up all the food in your pantry, then go to the grocery store.
That's good.
Act like it was a hurricane today.
And the stores are closed. Okay, I like that.
You'll see.
And then some of the things, if you are making a lifestyle change, some of the things that you can donate that you haven't used, that maybe some people are still in the process, you can always go and help somebody else with the things that you have in that pantry.
And keep it simple. I know a lot of people, for me, they say, oh, I'm going vegan, I can't eat this or whatever. Can you start by drinking some water?
Yes.
Just
remove the sodas. Remove the sodas and replace it with water and just see how you feel.
Can we start there?
Okay. Yeah. Don't, because if you overwhelm yourself, you're not going to do it. It's just like exercise. When I'm a yoga instructor and have my yoga business. So people think, okay, well, I need to lose weight or I need to have an hour to do before I start. No, I told them no. Just start with the breathing. Just start with the breathing. If you feel good, then we can do some more.
That's all I'm saying.
Give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes of just doing. Do 10 minutes. I don't sometimes do a whole hour because if I'm busy, but I do something, right?
And that's all I'm telling you with the healthy lifestyle.
Saying, with the healthy lifestyle. So we put them together.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. I thank you for your time. And you look wonderful. I'm really happy for you because a personal, not just professional, this Sunshines has been here and it's been helping the community forever. And we appreciate you and love you. I walked in here today. I'm on site, right? I walked in here. This place is packed, right?
Yes.
It is packed. And what a blessing. And then your personal life, you are remarried.
Yes.
Extremely happy. 3 beautiful kids. I know your husband has a daughter, so that's 4. And you just seem to be... Yes. You found your balance. You found out how
I'm still working on a balance, but it's a seesaw.
It's a seesaw. But you look good, and it shows.
Thank
it's
you.
Not just the healthy life food choices that I know you make. I see everything in you. You are absolutely glowing. And nobody deserves it more than you, my sister.
That made me cry.
No, I'm
but
serious.
I have to turn this back and tell you thank you for doing this podcast and also your blog, because you being really transparent and talking about these things are so many things that as women we're afraid to talk about. But just by you sharing that has helped me and it has helped so many other people, because we've all gone through similar things.
Yeah.
We just don't know how to say it. We don't know how to express those things. And I'm glad that you're doing this on a positive note, because I just was telling my girlfriend some of the stuff I see on TV about girlfriends. I'm like, me and my girlfriends don't do that. When we see each other, we're hugging each other. We're uplifting each other. We're loving on them just because we want them to be happy.
We do.
So I want Rich the best for you. And
thank you
for sharing.
I appreciate that. Oh, now you're going to make me cry. All right, guys. Make sure you come and visit Sunshines. All right. And that's it. It's a wrap.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.
Wow, what a great interview with Arga Bourgeois Davis. What a great way to kick off our new year, our new decade, 2020, with healthy lifestyle food choices. I hope that you guys were enlightened by a lot of the wonderful tips that Arga shared with us. And do your body right. Give your body a cleansing. Do a detox. A restart, you know, with your food choices. And just implementing more water, you know, in your diet. The simple things, you know, sometimes it's a challenge, but you want to do things that will give your body longevity, good health, and implement good habits, good lifestyle food choice habits. Make sure that you visit Sunshine's Health Food Store Vegetarian Deli, located at 3102 Old Spanish Trail in Houston, Texas. I hope that you guys have a beautifully blessed day. I truly, truly appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to what 2020 has in store for all of us. This new decade is going to be amazing because we're going to make healthy lifestyle food choices and just implement a healthy lifestyle with not only what we put in our body, but what also comes out of our mouth, out of our thoughts, and out of our heart into the world. So if we make those healthy lifestyle changes in abundance in our life, we're going to be off to a great start for 2020. I thank you for taking the time to listen to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to you joining me next week. Until the next podcast, God bless.